Exclusive: Representative Josh Brecheen fights Biden admin's crackdown on ceiling fans. By Bradley J. on December 14, 2023. Representative Josh Brecheen, ROK, is leading a fight against an expensive Biden administration proposed rule attacking ceiling fans. A puzzling regulatory target that nonetheless could have serious impacts on small businesses and working Americans. In June, the Department of Energy, DOE, released new energy conservation guidelines for ceiling fans, which the agency says will cost a staggering $86.6 million a year for manufacturers. Brecheen and the co-sponsors of his new bill, the Small Business Ceiling Fan Manufacturer Protection Act, say it would stop the Biden administration's policy and protect small manufacturers of ceiling fans from going out of business. Biden's Department of Energy should be focused on ensuring American energy independence instead of pursuing a radical green agenda that will crush small businesses, Brecheen said. This bill is needed to ensure that DOE cannot act any further on this proposed rule. The DOE rule would amend energy conservation standards for ceiling fans and decrease the maximum energy consumption permissible for large diameter and belt-driven ceiling fans, a step most Americans would not suspect of being necessary to lower energy emissions or bring down energy costs that remain near historic highs, a DOE official told Fox News. These proposed standards, which are required by Congress, wouldn't take effect until 2028, would give Americans more energy-efficient options to choose from, and would save hard-working taxpayers up to $369 million per year, while substantially reducing harmful air pollution, a crucial fact that some have conveniently failed to mention. Brecheen says ceiling fan manufacturers would need to completely redesign their products to come into compliance with this regulation. He points out that DOE's own numbers predict that compliance with this rule would cost more than some small businesses' yearly revenues. He and his allies want Congress to act. I proudly stand with Representative Brecheen to oppose the Department of Energy's damaging proposed rule on ceiling fan standards, which threatens the survival of many small businesses, said Representative Eric Burleson, RMO, who co-sponsored the bill. This rule is another clear-cut case of government overreach and overregulation and could cost these businesses more than their annual revenues in order to comply. Instead of trying to break the backbone of small businesses, the Biden administration should focus on reversing all their economic policies that have caused record inflation and a cost-of-living crisis. The Biden administration has gone after gas stoves, air conditioners, and is now targeting ceiling fans, said Representative Bob Good, RVA, also a co-sponsor. I thank Rep. Brecheen for his leadership in fighting against this ridiculous government overreach. Biden's expensive green policies targeting appliances Americans use every day have been ridiculed not only for their impracticality and costs but for the hypocrisy of members of the administration. In November, elite gaffe generator Vice President Kamala Harris sparked outrage and ridicule for posting to X/Twitter a photo with her husband featuring what appears to be a gas stove, another prominent target of the administration. From our family to yours, happy Thanksgiving. pic.twitter.com/hefx0s-high-five. Vice President Kamala Harris, at VP, November 23, 2023. On his first day in office, President Joe Biden signed an executive order mandating that major revisions be made to current appliance regulation standards and standards set by the Trump administration. The proposed rule is entitled Energy Conservation Program, Energy Conservation Standards for Ceiling Fans. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.